they are a very influential, pioneering corporation, and the practices which they have developed are taken up by others. So we're putting their business practices on trial. We're putting, in effect, a whole system on trial. It's the first time in history a multinational corporation has been put on trial in the public arena. And although the media have dipped in and out of it, in general they treat it as a kind of David and Goliath struggle and don't look deeper into the issues. And that really is the role of people that are concerned about the truth, to help to publicise the real issues that are being argued over in the case, and also to spread accurate information. So the media, I've been fairly disappointed with. In Australia, cases had an enormous amount of coverage, TV documentaries, radio documentaries, and large-scale, you know, newspaper coverage of news and arguments about the case. Yet in the UK, there seems to be, I don't know, maybe because of the libel laws in this country, the papers seem to be frightened to deal with the issues in the case and to comment on them. But I think that's gradually changing. The longer the case goes on, the more controversial it becomes. And also, the more seriously people are forced to take it, because if it was just a superficial case, then it wouldn't have lasted 2 or 3 weeks. But obviously, there are very important and significant matters which are being chewed over every day in Court 35 in the High Court.